All right, Rav Osei, good morning. Today's daf is Pei Beis 82. We are picking up Emirat Hashem from Pei Aleph Amud Beis, two lines up from the bottom. Okay, so remember, the Gemara says the following. Rava mei Rav Nachman. So Rava asked the following shala of Rav Nachman. Tashmish hamita l'rabbanon inui nefeshu o dvarim shebeino lebeinot. Well, so here's the interesting question. Let's say a woman makes a neder not to engage in tashmish hamita, not to engage in marital relations. Now, we discussed yesterday, how could she make such a neder like that? After all, again, that's an obligation within marriage. So how could she make a neder to uproot a marital obligation? So remember, again, there's the way she could circumvent that is by saying, I'm not asering anything on you. I'm saying, hana'as tashmishaych alai. I'm making a neder not to get benefit, ultimately, again, from marital relations. And we saw the opinion yesterday in the Gemara of Rav Kahana. And Rav Kahana said, if somebody goes ahead and asers something onto themselves, that Lemaisa, we don't want to go ahead and feed them something, quote-unquote, that is prohibited. So they'll have to be Hatara. So now the Gemara asks, if a woman makes a neder like this, according to the Rabbanon, is that type of neder to abstain from tashmish hamita, is that called inui nefesh? Is that called afflicted in nature? Or is that simply called dvarim shebeino lebeino? Is that simply matters that between the husband and the wife? Now, what's the nafkamina? What's the practical difference? So remember, if it's inui nefesh and the husband annuls it, so that annulment remains in effect forever. If, however, it's dvarim shebeino lebeino, the annulment only lasts as long as the marriage. So whether it lasts into divorce or it lasts until remarriage, the idea that we could all agree on is that once she gets remarried, certainly that annulment is void, is done. So the Gemara says the following. So Amar Leih Tinisuah. So remember again, this is Rava asking for Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman responds, we learned this. What happens? If she says, Unetula ani minei Yehudim, if she says, I am removed from the Jewish people. Now what does that mean, I'm removed from the Jewish people? Look at the Rush. The last line in the Rush, Unetula ani minei Yehudim, Mufreshes animi kala Yehudim. I am removed from all of the Jewish people. Sha'asra ha'na'as tashmish aleha. So what she is saying is, now this is a married woman who's saying this. She's saying, I will not have any relations with any Jewish man. That's essentially what it means. It's I'm removed from the Jewish people. Take a look at top of Pei Beis. So what's talacha? Yafer chelko. So the husband should annul his portion in the neder, right? Because again, remember, he is included, as we just said, in that neder as well. So he should annul his portion in the neder. And then they are permitted to have relations. But the neder, of course, remains in effect for everyone else. Now, while she's married, the fact that the neder remains in effect for everybody else doesn't really matter. She's a married woman anyway. But lemaisa, again, the neder is still in effect. Now, but if you would say that a neder to abstain from relations is in fact inui nefesh, then what? Amai tehena tula mina Yehudim. Then Abosai, when the husband annuls his part, then what should happen? The husband should have the ability to annul the nether in its entirety. Because remember, everyone agrees that a husband has a right to go ahead and annul a nether that represents inui nefesh, that represents affliction, or that is afflictive in nature. So if, again, abstaining from relations is afflictive in nature, then why does he just have the right to annul his part? He has the right to annul the nether in its entirety. Rather, shmamina dvarim shebeino lebeino havyon. Rather, we see from here that what? That when it comes to a neder, to abstain from marital relations, that is not considered afflictive in nature. Rather, it is considered to be dvarim beino lebeino, matters between him and her. Therefore, remember, when it comes to dvarim beino lebeino, he only has the ability to annul that which impacts their relationship. But that which does not impact their relationship, he is not permitted to annul. Therefore, again, the fact that she can't have relations with any other Jewish man, that doesn't impact their relationship, at least not now. They're married anyway. And when they get divorced, they're divorced. The Rabbanon Tiboy Lecha. To which the Gemara says, no, we're really asking according to the Rabbanon. Mishum dinetula ani mina Yehudim. Rabbi Yossi Katanila, the Amar Rav Huna, So which the Gemara says, the truth is, we're really asking according to the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, what is the halacha? Meaning when she says, Netula ani min ayuhudim, ultimately, again, is that a neder of inui nefesh, or is that a neder of dvarim lebeino lebeino? Because Rabbi Osai, the Mishnah that we just quoted over here was a Mishnah that reflects the view of Rabbi Yossi. So again, we already know that in Rabbi Yossi's model, a neder to abstain from marital relations is what we call dvarim shebeino lebeino, and not inui nefesh. So we establish that. We're asking according to the Rabbanon. How do we know that this Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Yossi? To which the Gemara says, "The Amar Rav Huna Kula Pirkin Rabbi Yossi." This entire parak of Mishnayos, of unattributed Mishnayos, all of the Stam Mishnas are all Rabbi Yossi. So how do we know that? Mimai, how do we know that is Rabbi Yossi? Kevan Diktani Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Elu Nidre Inui Nefesh. Because once the Mishnah said, quoted Rabbi Yossi by name, by saying these are not Inui Nefesh. Lama su lemisna hare zeyafer divrei Rabbi Yossi. Once the Mishnah established that it's Rabbi Yossi's opinion being espoused here, then what? There is no need to insert Rabbi Yossi's name at every single juncture. But we know it's Rabbi Yossi. Shmamina mikan ve'elach Rabbi Yossi. Learn from here. Therefore, shmamina. It becomes clear that from here on in the Mishnayos, the Stam Mishnayos, the unattributed Mishnayos, reflect the view of Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, again, I'll say, remember. So let's just play this out. We were asking again, according to the Rabbanon, is a neder to abstain from Tashmish Amita, is that inui nefesh or is that dvarim shebeino lebeino? The Gemara quotes a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says a woman makes a neder, essentially, I'm removed from the Jewish people, no relations with anyone, husband is permitted to annul his part, but the rest remains in effect. Now, what do you see from there? You see from there that it's dvarim shebeino lebeino, because if it was inui nefesh, then what? Husband should be permitted to annul it in its entirety. The fact that he can only annul his own part means that it's only dvarim shebeino lebeino. Oh, so you see how that Rabbanan paskin that in a din of that in a neder of tashmish shamita it's considered dvarim shebeino lebeino. To which the Gemara says that Mishnah is not a good raya. Why? Because that Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Yossi. And now the Gemara just proved, how do we know it's Rabbi Yossi? Because all of the Mishnayos that are going to follow, all the Stam Mishnayos, all reflect the view of Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, our question still stands, which is, according to the Rabbanon, is a Nedra Tashmish Amita Inui Nefesh, or is it Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino? So Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. So we'll say, actually, the Gemara stops there. The Gemara actually does not go on with this. I'll just tell you, interestingly enough, so the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Yaradeya, Hilchos Nedarim, again, remember the Siman, it's actually quite amazing how this one Siman Yaradeya, Reish Lamed Daled, that has about, maybe 60, 70 different Si'ifim, pretty much you can learn all of Maseches Nedarim by going through that one section in Shulchan Aruch. So this is in Reish Lamed Daled, Sif Samech Vav. Listen to this. Nadra Mitashmish Kiyotevo. If a woman makes a neder not to engage in relations, Dvarim Shegarmim Eva Beino Lebeino. This is something that causes animosity between husband and wife, and therefore, Have Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino. So I'll say, interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that taking a neder to abstain from relations is not inui nefesh. It's not afflictive in nature. Rather, it's dvarim shebeino lebeino. It's considered to be something between a husband and a wife. Therefore, a husband has rights of revocation. But again, remember, that revocation will only last as long as the marriage itself. Amar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. So Shmuel said the name of Levi. Kol nedarim bal mei for the ishto. So remember, again, in general, all nedarim, a husband has the right to go ahead and annul for his wife. Chutz, with the exception of, min hana'asi aploni she'eno mefer. Well, say, if she makes the following neder, I will not give any benefit to ploni, to so-and-so. Husband doesn't have the right to annul that neder. Why not? Because it doesn't impact him. Right, okay, if she's not going to give benefit to another person, fine. Aval hana'as ploni alai mefer. But if she makes a neder prohibiting any benefits from ploni upon herself, he has the ability to go ahead and annul that neder. Why? But say, if you look at the Rush, so the Rush has avahana'as ploni alai mefer, dehavi inui, because this is considered to be afflictive in nature, shema mitstarech mimenu, because maybe she will need something from him at some point in time, and therefore the maisa if she is prohibited from getting any benefit because of a neder, then ultimately, again, that's inui, and he could annul it. Listen to this. So the Gemara says, okay, well, let's quote the Mishnah. So we'll say, so now what we've established is, if she makes a neder saying, any benefit from Reuben is usher to me, so husband has the right to annul that neder, because at some point in time, she may need Reuben's help for something. And therefore, if she is prohibiting it now, that's inui nefesh. Okay. Says the Gemara. So Tanan, we learned, Peros Medina Zu Alai. So let's say a woman says, makes a neder, I hereby prohibit the Peros of this country upon myself. Yavi La Mi Medina Acheres. So fine. So she doesn't need the Peros of this country. And what does he do? He'll bring her the Peros of another country. Amar Rav Yosef. So we'll say, now what's interesting about this is, you just told me before that if she makes a neder prohibiting benefits from a person, that husband could go ahead and all because maybe she'll need it. And here, so that logic would extend to say that if she makes a neder to what? Not to get benefit from peros of this land, that husband should be able to annul that, because again, maybe she's going to want peros from here, to which the Gemara says, Tadan peros medina zualai, yavi la medina acheres, am Rav Yosef, it's not a kasha, dika amra shetavi. No, what's the case here? She's saying, I hereby make a neder on any peros from this country that you bring me. Talking to her husband, that you bring me. In other words, that I'm not prohibiting the peros, I'm only prohibiting the peros if you bring it to me. But if I get it myself, or if someone else brings it to me, that's totally fine. Therefore, Abu said, there are many other ways in which she could have the peros of this country, and therefore, again, the neder is not considered to be afflictive in nature. I'm sorry? No, so here, what's interesting is, like, what you clearly see is that Dvarm Shebeino Lebeino has to be something that either actively causes animosity or directly affects intimacy. So little things like this where I'm not, don't buy food for me. Right? It's like someone, like woman says, I don't want any gifts. Of course, don't fall into that trap. Right? No, it's okay. Right? So apparently this, on the radar of Chazal, doesn't qualify for Beino Lebeino. It's too minor to qualify. Because remember, Yerachmiel is saying, good, you know, Yukataina, that anything is Beino Lebeino, because Yukataina, everything impacts, so it has to cross some kind of, clearly has to cross some kind of threshold. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Tashma, okay, so now let's go a little bit further. Peros chenvini ze alai. So let's say she makes a neder, I'm not going to get any benefit from the fruit of this particular merchant. So what's the halacha? Ein yachal lahafer. So the Mishnah said, husband doesn't have the ability to annul that neder. But why not? Meaning, again, remember, if we just established before that if she makes a neder saying, I'm not getting any benefit from Ploni, that he has the right to annul that neder, because she may need Ploni at some time later on, that means even something relatively minor could constitute inui nefesh. So I don't understand, why can't he annul this neder over here when she says, I'm not going to eat fruit from this particular vendor? Oh, so again, so remember, same thing, Gemara gives same answer. She's not prohibiting the fruit. What is she saying? If you bring it for me, right? I'm not going to eat the fruit of this chenveni if you bring it to me. I'll eat the fruits from the chenveni if I get it, if the chenveni delivers it, if somebody else brings it, but I don't want you to bring it for me. But again, if she was only able to purchase from this chenveni, remember this is in the Mishnah, let's say this chenveni was the only guy who extended credit. Therefore, she's the only person he can buy fruits from. So what's the halacha? Hari ze yafer. Then ultimately, again, husband has the ability to annul the neder. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Vi'i amrit dika amra shetavi ato. If you're establishing it, that this is the case of where she's, when she makes the neder, she says, I'm not going to get any benefits from this chenveni for the fruit that you bring me. But she could eat other types of fruit. Then amai yafer. Then why should the husband have the right to annul that neder? Let the neder stand, and she'll get the fruit from either, she'll get it herself, she'll get it from the chenveni, or someone else besides the husband will bring it for her. Rather, the Gemara says, Ella midaseifa de lo maisibal. Therefore, I will say, if that last case, we can't set it up as a case of where the neder is, the husband can't bring it to her. Therefore, reisha de kamai sehi. Therefore, you can't set up the first case of the Mishnah as dealing with the case of where the neder is that you can't bring it to me either. Rather, it must be that the neder that she's making is even what? For her herself. Rather, therefore, we'll say, so we have to throw out that whole explanation. So remember our kasha. Our kasha was the Gemara quotes in the Braisa where the woman says that Hana'as Ploni Alai. So remember again, the Braisa said that husband has the ability to annul it because maybe she will need Ploni at some point in time. The Gemara then asked a series of kashas from our Mishnah. The Gemara wanted, so remember again, the first case was Peros Medina Zu Alai. So ultimately again, she asers the Peros of this particular Medina. So what's the halacha? That he can't annul the neder. She'll just get Peros from somewhere else. So remember, that was the kasha, because I don't understand. If you tell me that husband could annul the neder for Ploni, he should certainly be able to annul this neder too. So the Gemara set it up as saying, she says that the neder is, I won't eat the Peros of this country if you bring it to me. The problem that Gemara now ran into is, you can't set up the last case of the Mishnah Shetavi. If you can't set up the last case of the Mishnah like that, then you can't set up the Reish like that either. Therefore, the Reish's case must be talking about a case where she's making a neder, that she's not going to eat the peros of this Medina. It doesn't matter who brings it. So if that's the case, again, we're back to square one and we still have our kasha. So how do we answer it? To which the Gemara says, Umas Nisin Amudbeis, Umas Nisin Rabbi Yossi, he, oh, and our Mishnah Rabosai, that does not allow revocation of these vows. Let's say where she says, I'm not going to eat the peros of this Medina. Our Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Rav Huna, Kule Pirkin, Rabbi Yossihi, because Rav Huna said the entire parak, all of the Mishnahs reflect the view of Rabbi Yossi, and therefore again, what does that mean? Umay in Yochal Lahafer. We'll say, now listen to this. So now let's go back for just a moment. Now the Gemara is suggesting that when the Mishnah said, if she makes a neder, not to eat the peros of this Medina, so how did the Mishnah pass? And the Mishnah said, fine, bring her peros from another country. In other words, that husband does not have the right to annul that neder. To which the Gemara says, our Mishnah doesn't contradict anything else, because our Mishnah is reflecting the view of Rabbi Yossi. Because first of all, we know in general that Rabbi Yossi is more machmir by nedar, and we've already established that, especially in terms of the definition of inui nefesh. So what does this mean? Take a look at the Rush for just a moment. Umeshani masdisin Rabbi Yossi hi, the machmir bahafara. Rabbi Yossi is machmir when it comes to the husband's right to annul nedar. In other words, when we say machmir, it means that Rabbi Yossi is more limiting in what and when he allows hafara to occur. Aval Rabbanon mefer. But according to the Rabbanon, again, these types of nidarim would be able to be annulled. Ushmol damak Rabbanon. So back to the Gemara for just a moment. Umay in yachal hafer. So now we've established that the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Yossi. And what does it mean? Rabbi Yossi says that if she makes a neder not to eat peros from this country, husband can't annul that neder. He could just bring a peros from another country. What does that mean? Ein yachal hafer mishum inui nefesh. Like Yachmiel was saying before, the Gemara says. Now what does it mean when it says he can't annul it? It means he can't annul these nedarim based on the criteria of inui nefesh. They do not reflect inui, which makes sense of us. So why don't they reflect inui? Because ultimately, again, she can get fruits from somewhere else. But according to Rabbi Yossi, what can he do? He can go ahead and annul the nedarim based on Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino. So Rabbi Yossi therefore says in the Mishnah, these Nedarim do not constitute Inui, but they can absolutely constitute Beino Lebeino. Now obviously, which Nedarim fit into Beino Lebeino requires an individual examination of each Neder, but Rabbi Yossi is just pointing out, because remember in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan had a much more inclusive view or expansive view as to the definition of Inui. Rabbi Yossi himself is much more limiting. Take a look. Take a look at the Rush again for just one moment. So the Rush says, "My in yachal lahaper mishum nidre inui nefesh." So he says over here his interest. He says, "Shinui achrinahu vafilu Rabbi Yossi nami asya umefer mishum dvarm shebeino lebeino ushmul nami mefer mishum dvarm shebeino lebeino ka'amar." So therefore, the Gemara is suggesting over here that in these cases in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says that the husband can't annul it. It means that he can't annul it based on inui, but he absolutely can annul it based on dvarim shebeino lebeino. Fine, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, not, and also this is actually another very interesting case. Nodra mishtei kikaros. Listen to this. Let's say she made a neder to abstain from, to refrain from getting benefits from two loaves. Let's say if you take a look at the Ran for just a moment, this is in the widest lines in the Ran, six lines down. Amra Yehuda Mishmuel Nadra Mishtei Kikaros Kigon Da Amra Shtei Kikaros Elu Alai. Very simple. She says, These two loaves are prohibited to me. All right. Now watch this. Ba'achas misane uba'achas in misane. So we'll say one of them is afflictive and one of them is not afflictive. What does that mean? One of the loaves was good, right? And actually not eating it is afflictive in nature. And the other one was what? Was not good. And therefore, to abstain from eating it is not afflictive at all. Take a look at the Rani again for just a moment. Achos misane, she passed nikia. Let's say one of the loaves was made from fine flour. So to abstain from eating that is inui, meaning it's afflictive. Uba achos in misane, she passed kibar. We'll say, you know, by the way, that in the times of the Gemara, I'm sure it extended even past, you know, the one thing that no one wanted to eat was whole wheat bread. Right? It's just funny. It's funny how they, who ate whole wheat bread? Paupers. Paupers ate whole wheat bread. Right? People of means ate, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be what you call white bread today, but they ate what, bread from fine flour. No, none of the other coarse stuff in it. So again, she makes an ezra, two loaves. One is quote unquote the white bread and one is the whole wheat bread. So no one wants to really eat whole wheat bread. So that's not inui. That's not inui. But the other loaf, which is the white bread, ultimately is inui. So now listen to this. So So here's the interesting issue. Husband now wants to annul the neder. So remember again, husband has rights over what? He has rights over inui nefesh. Now let's assume for a moment that the we'll call it the whole wheat loaf, does not represent dvarim shebeino lebeino. Let's just make that assumption for now. So it's not dvarim shebeino lebeino, and it's really not inui nefesh. So now the question is, husband definitely has the right to annul the neder vis-a-vis the white bread, because that's inui nefesh for her. Now the shayla is what? The shayla, if he annuls the neder vis-a-vis the white bread, then what? What happens vis-a-vis the whole wheat loaf? What happens? So the Gemara says, once he has the ability to annul it for the good loaf, he has the ability to annul it for the bad, quote unquote, the inferior loaf as well. But Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan, Rav Asi said, "Rav Yochanan, no, it's not true. May for the misana, they ain't may for the shame misana. It's not true. I don't understand why you're grouping them together. Husband only has the right to annul nidarim that have an element of inui, but there is no inui by this whole wheat loaf. Therefore, he only has the ability to annul her neder vis-a-vis the loaf that is afflictive, so to speak, in nature, but not towards the loaf that is not." So we'll say, take a look at the Ran for just a moment. So first of all, Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan. So that shita is logical. The shita is that it's a targeted hafara. He only has the rights over afflictive nedarim. The neder vis-a-vis the whole wheat loaf is not afflictive. What's the svara of the first opinion? So the first bit is one nether. It's one nether. It's one nether that devolves upon two objects, but it's one nether. It's not like she said, "I hereby take a nether not to eat this. I hereby take a nether not to eat that." That everybody would, by the way, we'll say in that case, everyone would agree that Lamaisa, he can only annul the nether vis-a-vis the superior loaf. But here, the Tanakama's approach, the first opinion's approach would be, it's one nether. So therefore, again, we'll say, remember we saw the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, what was sheet of Rabbi Akiva? Nether shehuter miktsaso. Hutar kulo, that there is a svara to say once she's released from one part of the neder, so that she's released from the neder in its entirety. So the Gemara goes weiter. So the Gemara says the ika da amri. We'll say there are those that have a different version of this exchange, and in this version it goes like this: bo amine Rav Asi me Rav Yochanan. So we'll say in this case over here it was Rav Asi asking a question of Rav Yochanan. Nadra mishtei kikaros. If one makes a neder to abstain from eating two different loaves. So one of them, abstaining from it is afflictive because it's good, and the other one, abstaining from it is not afflictive because it's inferior, mahu. So the husband annuls the neder vis-a-vis the afflictive loaf. You understand what I mean when I say afflictive loaf, the good loaf? So what's the impact of that hafara on the inferior loaf? Amarlei, mefer lemisana, ve'in mefer l'shein misana. So he answered him, husband only has the right to go ahead and annul the neder for the loaf that is afflictive in nature, but does not have the right of annulment for the neder that is not afflictive in nature. Esve, so the Gemara raises a kasha. Ha'isha shenadra binazir. Let's say if a woman goes ahead and takes a neder in a zeros. Listen to this. So she becomes in a zero. All right. And she's just, mamash, a party animal, right? So she's going out, she's drinking wine, she's becoming tummy for corpses. So what happens? I'm saying from a Nazir perspective, a Nazirite perspective, right? She's mamish, she's an off the derech Nazir, right? So she's going ahead and she's drinking wine and she's becoming tummy for corpses, So what happens? Setap of Pegimel, Harezes Sofeges Hesarboim, she gets Malkus. We'll say, by the way, that is the halacha. If you intentionally violate your neder nezirus, okay, so she gets Malkus. Listen to this case. Hefer la baila, vihi lo yada sheheferla. We'll say, let's say she becomes a nezira, right? She takes a neder nezirus. Husband annuls the neder, but what? Neglected to tell her, right? So we'll say, so now remember, in the interim, what's happening? So this whole time, what's happening? She's drinking wine, she's becoming tamil mesim. She thinks that she's a nazir, a nazira. Meanwhile, he annulled this neder on the day that he heard it. So what's the halacha? Eina sofeges esarboy. So obviously, we'll say again, she does not go ahead and get malchus. Why doesn't she get malchus? She wasn't a nazir. Okay, fine. What's our focus? V'i amrit made for the misana, then made for the shem misana. Now what we seem to have established in the previous Gemara is that there is a concept ultimately of partial annulment. Namely that, remember again, if we go back to this case, woman makes a neder not to get benefit from two loaves, and what happens? One of them is afflictive, one of them is not afflictive. So what the Gemara seems to be saying previously is, husband has the right to annul the neder vis-a-vis the afflictive loaf, but does not have the right to annul the neder vis-a-vis the other loaf. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying over here. So now that what we're saying essentially is that partial annulment is possible. Because remember again, the chiddush over here is, as Michael mentioned before, it's one neder. But yet, again, he's not being matir the neder. He's being matir the neder of, he's being matir one part of the neder. So let's play this out. If you say, therefore, that partial annulment is possible, why don't I say the following? Dilma min yayin de isle tzara heferla, min chartzanu min zag lo heferla. So maybe in the case of the nazir, when you just told me that woman made a neder nezirus, husband annulled it, maybe he only annulled the part of the neder nezirus, that's what? That's afflictive in nature, like that she can't drink wine. But for example, we know the halacha is that a nazir also is not permitted to eat grape seeds or grape skins. Now is that afflictive in nature? Not especially. So maybe lemaisa, again, when we say that the husband annulled the neder neziros, he only annulled it vis-a-vis the wine, but didn't annul it ultimately again vis-a-vis the other things. Therefore, again, I will say in this case, were she to eat a grape seed or a grape skin, that she would be chayeves. To which the Gemara says, "I'm sorry, min chartel min zag lo haferla dahalo islet sara v'tisbog esar boy." So maybe again, when he has this annulment of the neder neziros, he's only revoking, or annulling, just the part that has inui, but the other parts remain in effect. Therefore, if she were to eat a grape skin or a grape seed, she should get malchus. To which the Gemara says, "No, that's not a good comparison." Rav Yosef ein neziros lechatzoin. There's no such thing as partial. If you remember again, by the way, we're gonna be mamish up to our necks in nazir in just a week from now. But again, I'll just point out to you one of the things we did see with neder neziros is that if a person takes upon themselves, let's say they say hareini nazir liyayin. Let's say a person literally says, I want to be a nazir, but I only want the restrictions ultimately again of wine. Meaning, I like to come tamei lemeisim, right? You know, I think I mentioned this before, right? I like to, what's the cemetery? Druid Hill, right? I like to go to the cemetery, which I still think is strange, right? On a Sunday outing with my kids, all right? So, meaning, I don't want this. So, we'll say, remember, it was machlokes, but we saw an opinion that says you can't do that. Meaning, once you express your desire to be a nazir, you bought the whole package. Therefore, the Gemara is saying over here, nazirus is a package. That's what nazirus is. To be a nazir means A, B, C, D, and E. And you can't choose one from column A and one from column B. Therefore, again, lemaisa, there's no, just like there's no such thing as a partial acceptance of nazirus, you either are a nazir or you're not a nazir, so too when it comes to revocation of the neder nazirus, there's no such thing as partial revocation either. If he revokes it, or he annuls it, I should say, then ultimately, again, the entire neder nazirus is voided.
The case isn't the same, but she didn't use the word nazir and said, I don't want to eat grapes, or I didn't want to drink wine, or to go to and not use the word Nazir, then it's the same case as the one before. Forget use the word Nazir. If she set it up that...
No, the Havamina is that what we are looking for are cases where the Nazir has multiple parts.
This is a singular Nazir part.
That's the answer. The Havamina is that it's the same thing as two loaves. Just like I'm making one Nazir over two loaves, but now we've demonstrated that those two loaves could be treated differently. So there's one Nazir Nazir, it has multiple parts. The Havamina is that all the parts should be treated separately. Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan, that although perhaps you could treat the two loaves separately, Nedr Nazirus ultimately again remains as one cohesive Nedr. So therefore the Gemara ultimately does not answer this question yet. We're going to stop over here because I want to share with you just a short idea from the Parasha. But ultimately the Gemara leaves this question a little bit open-ended. Emir Hashem to be continued tomorrow. What is the halacha when it comes to shtei kikaros? Again, if one of them is afflictive, one of them is not afflictive, when the husband goes ahead and annuls the Nedr, ultimately again, is that annul only effective for the loaf that is afflictive in nature, or is it effective for both?